The war in Ukraine has created a nation of traumatized people. Dr. James Gordon says he witnessed that for himself on his visits there since the Russian invasion began. Gordon is the highly regarded psychiatrist and founder of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, Washington, D.C. He just returned this week from meetings in Ukraine to find out how the tools he and his teams use to treat psychological trauma in places like Gaza, Israel, and the Balkans can be adopted in Ukraine. He wants to train local workers to use methods based in science to identify the fight-or-flight response, to teach how deep breathing can reduce stress, and how certain movements can help when someone's body is frozen with fear. And he tells us there are other tools that work with young people.
I met with a number of children. And in Ukraine, as in other places, children are really the focus. 60% of the children in Ukraine have been taken away from their homes and taken to places of greater safety. So there's a real consciousness of the needs of children. One of the children I met was an 8-year-old girl named Sophia. I met her in Irpin. And Irpin and Bucha, you may remember, are the places where there was a significant massacres of civilians by Russian troops. And I was sitting with her and her brother on a bench in a park. And I said to her, what was the war like for you? And she said, terrible. And I said, well, can you tell me anything else? She said, terrible again. So it was clear to me that words were not the best way for her to communicate her experience, which is not uncommon when people have been traumatized, not only with children, but also with adults. And so I asked her to draw her experience during the war. And she drew a little person, looked like a little girl on the ground, covered in blood, clearly dead. And next to that little girl, there was a Russian soldier with an automatic weapon. And she said, the Russian soldier killed the girl. Mm-hmm. And the automatic weapon was very accurately drawn. She'd obviously observed it. And then she drew another figure behind the Russian soldier. And now she said, this is a Ukrainian soldier. And he's killing the Russian soldier. And she drew some blood on the Russian soldier. And we just sat and looked at her for a couple of minutes. And then spontaneously, very quickly, she drew an airplane above the scene. And then she covered the Russian soldier with blood. And she said, now he's really dead. And what I saw in that is both the sense of some kind of control that she was able to create imaginatively, some kind of redemption, some kind of revenge that she was able to get rid of this Russian soldier who committed this atrocity. And at the same time, I could also feel her uneasiness, that she wasn't sure the Russian soldier was really dead and that more was necessary. So that became a kind of emblem of what so many kids and so many people are feeling.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. With that little girl, there are thousands just like her. Is she going to be okay?
Yes, I believe she is. I think that if we can give her, just as she came up with a solution for herself that moved her along, moved her out of being victimized, so if, as she participates in the kind of program that we're bringing to Ukraine, and learns to use more tools for self-care and mobilize her imagination more effectively to solve problems. And as she's able to share her experience with other children who've also witnessed horrible things or experienced loss, yes, she can heal. This is the natural capacity we have in ourselves, and our work is to nurture that natural capacity for healing.
But how do you even get anywhere with people who are still literally under the gun? The war is continuing. The trauma is, one would think, intensifying.
Well, it's the kind of approach that we're talking about is an approach that is even more important as the trauma-causing events continue, because it creates a kind of resilience and an ability to work with the difficulties, to meet the challenges more effectively than they were able to before. Is it perfect? No. But if you are able to experience some control over your own feelings in a situation where the war is overwhelming, you feel more secure.
Thank you, Dr. Gordon. We appreciate your time and your efforts.
Thank you.
Psychiatrist James Gordon founded the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in Washington. He's the author of the book Transforming Trauma.